Beer bottle, dedicated to Tim Lang. Even by the dry gold mornings of autumn, we still went to the daylily fields. Coffee steamed and unshaven, to dig the roots, plunge our thumbs in the flesh, pry the rhizomes apart, cup the fans into rows, for blossoms months away to flare and fade in a single day. When the sun reached its height, its blanket of light punched with chill wind, we stood for the breeze, drank coffee and ate soup from cartons, put new cassettes in the tape deck. For me, then, it was a job. I was so easily fooled. I didn't know the full weight of propagation, all the word held, the work itself a rhizome, able to twist its energies to whatever purpose avails itself. Labeling rows with Sharpies and plastic tags, with metal sign placards and buried wire. Preserving the beds for another harvest of daylilies. By the whitewashed barn, we counted days in numbers of fans, rows, divisions. Loss in busted rhizomes. Fans too slender to plant. That easy accounting a solid post on which to hang a day. For years after I left, I knew I could return to that barn, find the Molson bottle stuffed in haste behind a spar when you and I bleached the potting area one February day. The boss arrived, and we stowed our beers, hustled back to work. It provided a home for spiders and worms, I suppose. Within that barn that I still smell in the leaf mold breezes, spinning pollen into a benediction.